It is 59 degrees, up one already here on this Friday morning as we approach quarter to six. I don't know, we're turning the best 5 minutes even shorter and starting earlier, Jason Kanz. I mean, that's, you know, pretty positive.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it is, sure.
Because here's the deal. I told you yesterday that Wednesday's best 5 minutes of the day was 4 minutes and 25 seconds. We garnered a compliment that day from Kristen on our sales team, and she was impressed that you got up early. She's like, he gets up every day and talks to you, and I'm like, yeah.
Did you tell her that's the only reason I wake up at this time of the day?
I did not tell her that. But then yesterday's show, guess what? It was 4 minutes and 16 seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. What's going on?
Pretty soon, we're just going to be saying hello to one another and then hanging up.
Well, you know, again, it's got the personality and the content. And yesterday we did mention, again, somebody had chimed in that they'd only caught part of this song about the chosen one, which is not about Jesus. It's about Donald Trump, Natalie Owens. And again, it was just uncomfortable, and I think I got various reactions. I shared it with some people just to call it to their attention. And somebody said they searched and said, is this a parody? And, like, no, it wasn't.
No, it's not. Yeah. No, it's not. Yeah, I was talking with my family yesterday, and I said, you know, it's amazing that in 5 minutes or less, the amount of stuff that we can cover.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's shocking.
Yeah, well, there you
little
go.
Little fun, little hard stuff, little Bible. Yeah.
I know, and personality, and so. Well, you know what? Because we shared that yesterday, we did not get into the fact that I had another car die on me, and this one apparently is going to be goodbye. You know, it's my 2005 Honda Accord. You've seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Grandma Gold, I call her. It would have been almost 6 years ago. Your wife gave me the lead on this car in Arcadia. I don't know if you realize that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, we got back from Africa, and she was, you know, I don't know, Facebook or whatever, and she was just like, so I drove to Arcadia, and anyhow, now they said it's an engine issue, and I bought it for $3,000, and it's lasted me, I think I've driven 97,000 miles on it in the 6 years, and yesterday they said, it'd be $1,600 to repair it, and we're like, forget it, so.
That was a good investment for you, though.
Yeah, no, it for sure was, so I'll be talking to Heather to see how I should invest the rest of my money, so.
So, what, Ferrari next for you?
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah. How did you know my favorite Hot Wheels car as a kid was a purple Ferrari?
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
I don't remember what my favorite Hot Wheels car was as a kid. I had a lot of them, but I don't remember what my favorite one was.
I don't think I'd go with purple, though, because there's kind of just a kind of a this Vikings thing that just kind of settles in me. So.
Although I don't know that I would want a green Ferrari either.
No.
I would probably have to go with red or black.
I saw one of the headlines. I saw, you know, the Packers are supposed to start their season in Brazil on a Friday night against Philadelphia. And apparently one of the headlines said that Brazil said neither team should wear green. And yet both teams are teams who wear green.
Sure.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
The problems of life. So.
It is. Right.
Uh-huh. Any big plans for the weekend?
I'm going to hopefully have breakfast with you tomorrow.
That sounds good.
Yeah. And I may go to Mark Helpsmeet's 70th birthday on Saturday or Sunday. He had invited people over. He said, well, I don't really want gifts, but he said, I would love people to come and join in singing and cutting firewood. And so I may go out there for that for a little while on Sunday.
He sounds like he has a better plan for his milestone birthday than I do for mine next week. So,
You have plans for your milestone?
You know, it's just kind of like I follow Steve Sample wrote the book Contrarian Leader, and he said, wait to make your decision as long as you can. So I follow that to the hilt. All right, we got Acts 3, 1 through 3 today.
All right, it says, Peter and John went to the temple one afternoon to take part in the 3 o'clock prayer service. As they approached the temple, a man lame from birth was being carried in. Each day he was put beside the temple gate, the one called Beautiful Gate, so he could beg from the people going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for some money.
Uh-huh. And here's how you tackle that in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, which people can order from Amazon. Peter and John went to the temple to pray at 3 p.m. Around that same time, a man who'd never been able to walk was carried into the temple courts asking for handouts from the crowds. The temple was the focal point of public life, not only in Jerusalem, but also in Judea Those who are destitute and have no other means of income or support use places like this to seek charity. This man saw Peter and John walking past, and he asked them for a handout. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I think for me, the idea of this central place in the town or city where everyone gathers is appealing. And I wonder sometimes what that's like in Eau Claire. Is that Phoenix Park, or do we just miss one another? And so, yeah.
Very good. All right. Yeah. I will count the hours until we see you tomorrow morning in 25 hours. Thank you. And finally, on the listener line, we've heard from a listener regarding a Sunday birthday on June 9th. Let's check the listener line.
Yes, Mark. This Sunday, June 9th, is my wife's birthday. Her name is Debbie Fields. Her birthday is this Sunday. And she makes the best cookies ever. And this is PCD John. So please wish her a happy birthday.
There you go. You just did,
Thank
John.
Thank you.
I don't need to, and making the best cookies, quite a distinction for sure. Well, happy Donut Day, Caleb.
Yes, it is Donut Day, and deals all over the place. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be the office hero today, I'm seeing lots of grocery stores and bakeries, et cetera, mm-hmm. offering some pretty great deals. So as you're on your way in, maybe think about stopping off for some donuts.
Yeah, yeah, and those places being proactive. I got a text yesterday from one, I won't name them, but they were like, yeah, happy Donut Day, two donuts for a buck at that particular location. So
yeah.
Some great deals. What's your favorite kind of donut?
Well, and this is a debate that honestly I have not settled internally yet. But the question is on our social media right now, on this National Donut Day, what's your favorite type of donut, favorite variety, flavor, however you want to say it? Basically, it's if you were going into a bakery, wherever your favorite place is to get donuts, and they said, hey, anyone you want, it's free, on the house, uh-huh. choose, which one are you going to choose? And that's, I'm trying to buy a little time because I don't know. As a kid, I'd say it was something, I think it was called Eggquist donuts. And basically, uh-huh. they were similar to the Dunkers from Quick Trip, like the good old-fashioned donuts. They were bigger. They were very large. Those are fantastic. Also, is it called a Cruller?
Okay, yeah, yeah,
from, I
sure.
I think your area.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Milwaukee, those are big.
Yeah. Those are fantastic as well, too. And then I know I'm just leaping all over the question because I can't decide, but growing up, Honeymooners from the grocery store up in Rice Lake Marketplace. Again, it had cream, like delicious cream on the inside, and then some cream on the outside, some dark chocolate frosting and little cherry on top as well, too. So that was a favorite as well, too.
Mm.
And as long as I'm just listing donuts, one time there was one at a grocery store locally here that had this delicious strawberry filling inside. So not like a jelly, but like uh-huh. a strawberry cream filling. And that was phenomenal. Hmm. So I can't decide. Sorry.
I put, you know, I like to say the one that's in front of me is my favorite.
Yeah.
And free donuts are fantastic, right? And we certainly get our share here at WWIB over the years, second only to law enforcement, at least in terms of the reputation, but I would say the Persian.
Sure.
Yeah, they got those at Quick Trip, and especially I like it. It doesn't matter to me if it's, you know, the day late, right? The day old bakery. I like used books and day old bakery. It's cheaper.
Lot, yeah, it's a lot cheaper.
It is, and this is, you know, whether it's the white frosting or maybe the cream cheese frosting is fantastic. Now, if it comes to a custard or a jelly, I think I'd prefer the custard for sure.
Some variant or something mm-hmm. of that nature.
Yeah, something
right.
like that.
So let us know on our social media again. You can tell us where you like to get donuts from. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Usually we ask that question. This time it's like, hey, one donut, if you got to choose, which is a horribly difficult choice, but if you got to choose one flavor, one type, one variety of donut, which one are you picking? Well, it's 7:50, 10 before 8, 62 degrees, and it's time for our Friday morning tradition, one of them here on the WIB Wake Up Show, and that's where we get you caught up, friends, on everything you might have missed in news and sports and politics and pop culture. We know you like to stay informed, but we also know your time is short, so we do it in condensed fashion, and we call it headlines. Here we go.
Topping the news this morning, a thief in the UK stole 17 tubes of Pringles potato chips.
17. The number of calories he was willing to consume is the real crime.
Yeah, right.
New research shows that it's not necessary after all to take 10,000 steps each day.
See, I wasn't lazy, just a visionary.
I always believed in you.
A 15-year-old will make his PGA Tour debut later this month.
15 years old, he'll be the first PGA Tour player to require a permission slip from his parents to play.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, a doctor in China removed a live cockroach from a woman's ear.
Yeah, she originally went to the hospital to find out why she had the urge to run every time someone turned on the light.
So that's why.
Mm-hmm. Researchers in Japan will soon test a drug that can regenerate teeth in humans.
The tooth fairy's about to get some serious competition from Big Pharma.
Mm-hmm.
A poll about America's driving habits says only 49% of motorists obey the speed limit.
I can always spot the ones who obey the speed limit. They're in front of me in the passing lane.
Isn't that the truth?
And finally, Amazon's drones can now fly farther to more customers.
Now Amazon's drones can deliver your packages faster than your spouse can say, "Wait, what did you order now?" Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Welcome back to the WIB Wake Up Show on a Friday morning, coming up on 17 past 8 o'clock, 62 degrees. We have a guest in studio with us, Alec Lewis, our local operator from Chick-fil-A here in Eau Claire. It's been over 6 months already. We finally have our own Chick-fil-A here in Eau Claire. And Alec, welcome back. How are things going?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me back. It's been awesome. The 6 months has gone by so quickly, but it has been such a pleasure and such a blessing to be here.
Yeah, and again, I know you and your family moving up to this area, and you've been all over the place as well, working with Chick-fil-A, such a phenomenal organization. How have you been able to integrate into the community here in Eau Claire?
You know, it's a great question. It has been a dream come true for us to be here. Our family has just, it's been awesome just finding a church and getting to know people here. People have been so incredibly welcoming, and this is exactly where we wanted to be, and it's just been awesome getting to be here.
And it's amazing, too, to see, again, how God has led you on that journey, too. And I know it's not always easy. There can be bumps in the road, but his faithfulness to you and your wife and your children as well, and giving you this opportunity. And I know you want to use this yes. franchise for Chick-fil-A, this location that you've been blessed with here, to use it for kingdom purposes.
Absolutely, yes. You know, something that's been really special to me is that idea is what really drew me into Chick-fil-A in the first place, is that it could be a place where we could live out our calling to serve Jesus, but we do it through serving something as simple as a chicken sandwich and waffle fries. So
yeah.
Something that's been really special for us is we've been working on our purpose as an organization, and we think that the reason we exist is to create experiences of capital C care, right?
Yeah.
We want Christ to be known in moments, days, and lives, right? So it's a special thing we get to do to take care of people, and they may see a chicken sandwich and a smile, but what we want them to know is that we're trying to be the hands and feet of Jesus.
And that leads us into opportunities here for folks who might be looking for more of a challenge and who say, you know what, that mission, that vision, that's what I want in my career. Because again, Chick-fil-A, it's more than just a job. It's a career, and it's a purpose, again, to glorify Christ through the way that you care for people.
Right, right. Like I said, we are a restaurant, so we do serve chicken sandwiches and waffle fries and our delicious lemonade. But
yes.
At the same time, we are looking for people that want to be on a mission with us, right? We think that we have a valuable career opportunity that can just create just opportunities for people that they might not have even realized. But then on top of that, we have a mission opportunity, right? To take care of our employees, to take care of our guests, and ultimately to just be a light in our community.
And again, I've known people who've worked for Chick-fil-A, and again, just always such high marks as an organization too, about the way that you start by taking care of your people,
right,
as they take care of others as well too. And I know that's something that you want here in what you've been given leadership over here in the Eau Claire area.
Absolutely, yes. Like we really do think it's a pay it forward mentality. And that's been my story, is that I had people invest in me at Chick-fil-A, give me opportunities I didn't feel like I was ready for or deserve, but that it was an unexpected opportunity that turned out in my favor. And I think the Lord's hand was in that the whole time.
And the thing is too, again, at Chick-fil-A too, and when we talk about career opportunities here too, there are opportunities so many times to advance in the organization,
yes,
too, if people have, again, that motivation, that desire, right, again, to start with serving others, that servant, right, leadership principle. They can grow and grow and grow in this organization.
Absolutely, yeah. And the cool thing is that was my story. I started as a team member, and I really didn't even know what Chick-fil-A was when I started. And I don't think if anyone had told me that I would, you know, be an operator or even just a leader at Chick-fil-A, I would have believed them before it happened. So it was an unexpected thing. And I think that's the case for a lot of people, is that it's not necessarily something that they think about a lot, but then it kind of is, once they start to consider it and they start to see what we're about and what we're doing in the community and just the opportunities that are in front of us, that it's something that becomes more interesting over time.
Again, we're talking with Alec, operator of Chick-fil-A here in Eau Claire. And so How can people, Alec, find out more about these opportunities that you have locally here, too, if they're saying, hey, this might be a challenge that I would like to take on?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there's really two or three different ways. So you can go online, just search Chick-fil-A Eau Claire. There's career opportunities on our website. There's a number that you can text, 31063. You can text the word CFA715 to that number. And then we're on social media. You can find us on social media. Follow the links to our website as well.
So again, Chick-fil-A here in Eau Claire, opportunities. And I think, too, it's all walks of life, all ages as well, too, because, obviously there could be teenagers looking for that first opportunity, motivated to succeed and to serve Christ. But there could be folks, again, maybe they're just looking for a switch as well. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think both categories fit what we are looking for. We're looking for people that it's their first opportunity, something we think we can provide a really good first job. But we also think it's something that, again, people don't always consider us until the last minute. And then it's like, oh, my goodness, this could be something that could be a huge blessing in my life. And it obviously is something that we are looking for as well. So.
And again, it starts with just maybe exploring the possibility more. Right. So one more time, we're talking with Alec Lewis from Chick-fil-A here in Eau Claire. Where can people go to find out more information, to poke around a little bit, and then to contact if they want to reach out?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's best place to start would be our social pages. So just at CFA Eau Claire on Facebook and Instagram. And you can go on our website. It's chickfilA.com/Eau Claire. Those are the best places to find us.
There you go. Chick-fil-A in Eau Claire. Over 6 months now. Again, finally to have a Chick-fil-A here. We're so glad. And thank you for, again, your efforts to bless others. It's so much more than just food.
Right. Thank you, Caleb, and thank you to WWIB for just the awesome partnership that we've had so far. It's been so much fun.
All right, a Friday morning, and we bring you the best of the week from this past week here on WWIB's WIB Wake Up Show. I don't think we have given you an on-air salute for crossing the 400 consecutive days of getting Wordle. Way to go on that, friend.
Thank you. Yeah, it's fun.
And it's time for a WIB Wake Up Show Wake Up Call with the Survivor theme, because Ryan Westaby has reached yet another birthday in Fall Creek. Ryan, good morning.
Morning, Mark.
Your dad put us up to this, Keith and Owen.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
How old are you today?
41.
41. All right, so the big 4-0 came last year. How have you enjoyed your 40 so far?
It's been good so far.
I was at the dentist yesterday, too. Not smiles in motion. I'm not a kid. But nonetheless, they were telling me like 3 seconds on every tooth, use an electric brush, and flossing 5 to 7 times up and down. I mean, it's a workout, this toothbrushing thing.
Well, I came home yesterday, and something kind of interesting happened. So a lot of times on the fridge, right, you'll see the kids' drawings or maybe their report cards, things like that. Well, my report card, so to speak, from Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire had been put up on the fridge by my wife, and I asked her about it. She was like, well, you just seemed so proud about it, and so I thought I'd put it up for you. It was my latest printout from my in-body scan, and that again shows skeletal muscle mass, shows weight, it shows the amount of water in the body, and it shows too that body fat percentage, and again had gone from late September last year around 24% body fat to I'm now down to just 11.5% body fat to in that journey of losing 55 plus pounds with Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire, and again building lean muscle, getting rid of that unhealthy fat, and starting a healthier lifestyle.
Tuesday trivia on WWIB.
The question is this: you'd have to do this for close to 800 minutes in order to burn enough calories to lose a single pound.
All right, Carl from Rice Lake, go right ahead. What's your guess?
I'm going to say fishing.
Fishing?
Fishing. Ah, interesting.
Okay. Are you a big fisherman, Carl?
I am.
Where do you like to go? What body of water?
Well, I don't want to give that up.
There you go. I didn't say where on the lake. Wow, Carl's protective.
Is it fishing for close to 800 minutes to lose a pound?
That's not it.
Hugging.
Hugging.
Hugging for 800 minutes to burn 1 pound.
That's not it.
My guess is absolutely nothing.
Just doing nothing.
Doing nothing. For 800 minutes.
800 minutes.
Would burn a pound.
Nothing, burning a pound. No, thank you.
Sorry, Karen.
It's Linda from Chippewa.
Hey, Linda.
Okay, I'm guessing in-store shopping.
You're guessing in-store shopping. What makes you say that, Linda?
Because if we're using the internet like some people do for Walmart and so forth, then we're not walking around in a store doing it ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, no, it's a good thought process. It's well thought out. And you're absolutely correct.
Way to go, Linda. That does burn about a pound in close to 800 minutes.
Oh,
you're the winner.
Gosh.
Linda, you win. Yes, you'd have to do in-store, in-person shopping, going around, walking around for close to 800 minutes to burn enough calories to lose a single pound.
Well, we've got an anniversary. Actually, Randy Vandeleu, the chaplain at the hospital in Stanley, checking in. And he says, wishing my bride, Bev, of 48 years, a happy anniversary today. Well, happy anniversary to Randy and Bev. 48 years of wedded bliss. There we go. The best of the week.
I think it's actually wonderfully ironic that the best of the week focuses on Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire and also burning calories and losing pounds on National Donut Day. It's just kind of funny how that all works
out. A very eclectic show.